Module 8, Naturalization. The final stage of the psychomotor domain is naturalization. At this point, the students should demonstrate their mastery of psychomotor domain. The behavior and actions combined with assessment will provide clues to the student's success in the psychomotor domain. Behavior. At the naturalization stage, student behavior will show that they have completely mastered the skills and activities that they were trying to achieve with instruction. Their behavior that demonstrates naturalization would be the ability to play the piano well or keyboarding with a high WPM. Behavior should be second nature at this point. They would not struggle or need the assistance of instructors to complete their tasks. Actions. At the naturalization stage, students will be able to perform a number of different tasks in their skill set with ease. Since this is the top of the domain, you will be able to see how the other steps of the domain have been built on each other. The actions at this stage should be seamless and second nature. These actions include strategy of meeting needs, establish an approach, evaluate the purpose, create strategy for blending activities. At the point of naturalization, the student's actions will be able to demonstrate that they understand what they are doing. Examples. Example words or keywords are the terms that teachers use to determine when students have mastered naturalization in the psychomotor domain. These keywords are implemented in teacher objectives and learning domains. They are also beneficial in assessments, which is necessary for naturalization. This is not a complete list, but it is a good starting point. When developing keywords for your class, remember that you need to use action verbs. Examples of keywords include manage, design, invent, create, natural, easy, effortless. Implementation. The implementation of the naturalization stage of the psychomotor domain requires assessment. At this point, the instructor should have an assessment that is created for the skills and activities that the students are performing. The assessment should be of the entire performance that the student is responsible for learning. Break each step of the action in the assessment and provide students with the feedback that they need to continue perfecting their abilities. Case study. Darla's computer class was coming to an end. The students had demonstrated great growth, but she was not sure if they would be ready to move forward. She was a new instructor and did not know how to determine if they mastered the content. She spoke to her mentor, Stacy. Stacy explained that Darla needed to assess the students as they performed different actions to establish whether or not they have developed the expertise that Darla is expecting.